Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Pleased to be joined by Pro Football Focus analyst Eric Eager. Eric, you know I'm saying this somewhat tongue-in-cheek, but at the same time, I'm asking you it because, well, I have to. How come you guys don't like the Steelers or Ben?
Well, I mean, so they're going into this next week. They're third in our power rankings behind New Orleans and Kansas City, despite having, I just calculated, the easiest schedule in the NFL so far this year, just ahead of Washington and Indy. I would say we like them fine. I mean, like, you know, you go into the year, Big Ben obviously coming off of an injury, kind of ho-hum efforts against, you know, teams, you know, juggernauts like the Giants and the Broncos and, you know, so on and so forth. I think they are hitting their stride, but, like, I wonder, like, my biggest question for Steelers fans would be, like, what do you expect? I mean, if we're going to put them ahead of Kansas City, are they really going to bet, for example, that Kansas City and Pittsburgh would be a pick 'em on a neutral field? I would say you'd lose a lot of money booking those types of things.
You know, it seems to me with analytics, not just you guys, but there's a lot of, well, this stuff should have happened. And look, I'll agree. I mean, for example, in the Jacksonville game, fairly early on, I believe, there was a ball that Roethlisberger threw that it should have been a pick six. It should have been intercepted. The guy dropped it. He would have scored a touchdown, but he didn't. How much of the should have comes into your formula when figuring out how to base performance?
You know, a great deal, I think, you know, my thing is, so I watch Kansas City on Sunday Night Football against the Raiders. If every ball that Carr throws gets caught, right, the you know, that's dropped, that gets caught, like, I think Kansas City doesn't win that game, right? And you know, so then the question then becomes, okay, well, how do we evaluate Derek Carr? Did he have just a really good game versus, like, a you know, one of the elite games? Like, You kind of do have to sort of, like, strip it down to the process, because the process is sort of how things evolve in the future. There's really no, you know, statistical, stability in winning close games or getting lucky or producing turnovers. And so, like, that was always, like, a big thing about the Steelers last year. Like, when the Steelers won 8 of 10 games in the middle of the year last year, a lot of that was on producing turnovers, right? And they were basically, what, a playoff team with 3 games remaining? And then in the last 3 games of the year, well, they didn't play terrible defense. They just didn't get the turnovers, right? And so what should have happened over the middle 10 games of that year, which was they get 1 or 2 turnovers a game, not 3 or 4, that happened down the stretch. And you can't win football games, obviously, with, you know, the quarterbacks they had if your defense isn't, you know, getting both being very good and also very lucky. And so that's just another example. If Big Ben throws a pick six early in the football game against an elite team like Kansas City or New Orleans in the Super Bowl or something like that, like, it's going to be very hard for them to overcome that. And even though they're, you know, they can overcome it against a team like Jacksonville, like, that's really, if you're a Steelers fan, that's not really the goal, right? The goal is to compete for a Super Bowl at this point, and that's really the arena in which they're being judged, and in some cases judged harshly.
Eric Eager, Pro Football Focus, with us here on the Fan Morning Show. I think there's an incredible amount of value in a lot of the stuff that you guys break down and rank and rate that is hard to put a quantity on, hard to put a numerical value on, especially things like blocking and linebacker work. It's just not easy to necessarily grade that stuff numerically. It's got to be done with a naked eye and a rating system. But at the same time, Eric, I'm starting to wonder if sometimes us as fans, we need to just take a step back and look at two teams and say, okay, this one's 10-0, this one's 9-1, to go to your Steelers-Chiefs point here and say, all right, they're fairly even, but one team hasn't lost yet, one team has, and they lost at home to a divisional opponent, sure, but one team hasn't lost and one team has. Do you feel like sometimes fans can get caught up in the nuances of the game without appreciating that sometimes the job just gets done?
No, I agree. Look, there's this irreducible thing that we'll call noise. And I think in the case of the Steelers, you have to, I think Mike Tomlin was falling out of favor a little bit before last year. And over the past two seasons, he's shown why he's probably a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, there's a lot of things where, they rally when it's not necessarily clear that they should, and they traded for Minkah Fitzpatrick last year. And that trade looked like it was going to give Miami a top 10 pick at one point, and of course he rallies the troops and they go 8-8, which is probably one of the more impressive 8-8s you'll ever see. And this year, Big Ben, Ben hasn't played terribly. We're just not necessarily going to put him in the, in the MVP category. Most teams, if Rodgers Packers were 9-0, he'd be the MVP right now. If, Wilson's Seahawks were 9-0, he'd probably be the MVP. Obviously, Mahomes, I think, is the front runner now, and his team is 9-1. Deshaun Watson, the same way. When you watch Ben and the Steelers, I think Ben's playing fine. And in fact, I think I said this last week. I don't know how the numbers changed. He's on pace for his lowest yards per attempt passing in his career, basically. But he's not taking as many sacks, and as such, their passing offense is probably fine. But when you look at what's going on, it's a lot of the receivers, if I look at his yards after the catch, I mean, over 50% of his passing yards are yards after the catch. Well, that's a huge testament to the Steelers and their ability to draft and develop wide receivers like Deontay Johnson, James Washington, Juju Smith-Schuster, and Chase Claypool. That was a mouthful, but what we're saying is, okay, let's concentrate a little bit of that praise on the group as a whole. And that's probably then transferring also onto, Mike Tomlin and Randy Feaker and how good they're doing in coaching the team up.
But let me just jump in for a second, Eric, because I think he's also on pace for his third best quarterback rating of his career. And I think while that's sort of a catch-all number that can have things rolled up into it, and you're making a point about, yeah, some of it's due to the receivers, and you can't argue that the receivers have done a wonderful job, the quarterback's also got to put the ball where the receivers can catch it, right? And we've also got to look at perhaps limitations of the scheme or the offensive coordinator. Wouldn't that also – maybe that's more of a naked eye thing that just can't be measured.
Possibly, yeah. And look, you'd rather have a quarterback that's able to – put the ball, in those positions and, let the other guys make plays with it than somebody who can't. Somebody like Carson Wentz, who I think has a decent scheme but just can't hit the broad side of a barn. So, it doesn't really matter what anybody can do after the catch. For us, though, I mean, when you look at, let's think about, we have these things called big-time throws, which are basically, drops in the bucket. That the throw to Chase Claypool last week was sort of one where that's not a touchdown pass, but we want to give him credit for making what we consider a big-time throw. Big Ben has 16 of them, which, it's kind of, I would say, middle of the pack in the NFL. We also have a thing called turnover-worthy plays, which is, to your point, throwing things that should be pick sixes that aren't. And Big Ben, we know he only has 5 interceptions this year, but he has 10 turnover-worthy plays. Usually, players will have more turnover-worthy plays than they have interceptions. For example, Carson Wentz has 23 turnover-worthy plays and 16 interceptions. There are just a few things there where it's just indicators in the analytics where it's like, he's not playing poorly, but maybe his numbers aren't necessarily as good. His play isn't as necessarily as good as his numbers. And that's, you know, that's an argument you have about a lot of quarterbacks. I mean, we were having that argument about Mahomes, too, because he was, what, 25 touchdowns, one interception coming into the game. But anybody that watches Chiefs games knows that he's thrown more than one interception fundamentally. It's just that things are being dropped and he's getting a little bit lucky. That's not to say that he's bad. It's just to say, well, pump the brakes a little bit because, you know, especially for us, like we don't want necessarily you guys betting the Steelers with your hard-earned dollars in a game if they're not worthy of all those points. And, you know, luckily last week they were 10.5-point favorites and they covered the number, but there might be a week like, you know, there might be a week where, you know, there are 3-point favorites, let's say, against Baltimore this week where maybe that's too much.
Eric, thanks for the time this morning. We appreciate you coming on and letting us pick at you a little bit and also sitting down and trying to give us some of the evidence for why Ben's in the bottom half of quarterbacks and the Steelers are still behind the Chiefs and the Saints. We appreciate it. A great back and forth, as always. We'll look forward to catching up with you again soon, okay?
Yeah, this has been a fun season, guys. Let's continue to enjoy it and have a happy Thanksgiving and stay safe, guys.
You too. Eric Eager of Pro Football Focus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.